Stars of Charlotte's wrestling past are back in town this weekend. They have names like Tully Blanchard, Magnum, T.A., the Russian Bear, Ivan Koloff. And then there's Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson, better known as the Rock and Roll Express. And their arch rival, Jim Cornette and the Midnight Express. They're here as well.
This is Jim Cornette of the Midnight Express, and I just want to say I heard that Ricky Morton, Robert Gibson, the Rock and Roll Express are going to be back in Charlotte this weekend at the NWA Legends Fan Fest. And let me just say this. It may have been 25 years, but Ricky and Robert, we haven't forgotten you. You took our World Tag Team Championship, and we're not happy about it. So I don't care if I happen to be 85 years old and in a wheelchair, I could still whip Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson, and so could Bobby Eaton and Dennis Condrey, the Midnight Express. So if you want to get in our face, Ricky and Robert, I promise you this weekend in Charlotte will finally be, after all these years, the day the music died.
For newcomers and those too young to remember, Charlotte was huge in the world of professional wrestling from the late 50s through the 80s. Back then, the sport was dominated by Charlotte's Jim Crockett Promotions. Just how big was it? The Rock and Roll Express recalled the days of performing at what's now Bojangles Coliseum.
Every time we showed up there, we played heck just getting to the locker room. People tear our clothes off of us.
You mean fans?
Fans.
Yeah, wow.
They jump on your car. I think we're the reason they started putting fences up around the Coliseums. And we were good guys.
Yeah. It was a whole different era.
That era will be celebrated this weekend at the Mid-Atlantic Legends Fan Fest at the University Hilton. Joining us now is Jim Cornette, the man you heard screaming at the top of this segment. You might remember him as the loudmouthed tennis racket-toting manager of the Midnight Express. He talks about wrestling in Charlotte.
It started with Jim Crockett Promotions. Jim Crockett Sr. was one of the most respected sports promoters in the Carolinas. He started back in the 30s, and through the 50s, 60s, and 70s, he brought not only professional wrestling, but also Holiday on Ice, the Harlem Globetrotters. For a while, the Crockett family owned the minor league baseball team here in town, but pro wrestling was always the crown jewel of his promotions, because in those days, folks who are old enough to remember, there were no other professional sports besides wrestling in the Carolinas. So, you know, guys became household names like George Becker and Johnny Weaver and the Anderson Brothers and the Assassins. And then later on, of course, Ric Flair came in, Greg Valentine, Jimmy Snuka, Paul Orndorff, Roddy Piper. This was where so many of those great names got their start. Ric Flair's first championship win, first main events were here, right here in the Carolinas. And from the Park Center, now the Grady Cole Center, all the way to the Charlotte Coliseum, the old Charlotte Coliseum. Wrestling was the attraction in Charlotte. And we were fortunate enough through the television programs that aired all over the Carolinas, especially here. I remember WBTV on Saturdays would show the wrestling program. It was the highest rated local program in town. And everybody watched professional wrestling. And, of course, it was a different kind of wrestling than what the younger folks may see on TV these days. It was a little grittier, had a little more passion, a lot more realism. But, you know, the guys were bigger than life. They were heroes.
Do you ever get stopped on the streets? People recognize you?
Yes, I often get stopped on the streets by law enforcement officials. But that's another story, and my attorney has told me not to comment on that. But, no, I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, and I was just mentioning to some of the guys before we went on the air. In my hometown, a lot of people, I don't get recognized that often, but when I come to the Carolinas, because of the impact that wrestling had and that wrestling made here in this area, I get recognized. As a matter of fact, the first guy I met was the valet parking guy at the hotel at the Hilton University Place, where the Fan Fest is taking place this weekend, by the way. And he was, oh my God, the Midnight Express, Jim Cornette, where's your tennis racket? And I got valeted for free. So I guess I shouldn't say that. Now, hopefully the manager of the Hilton is not listening. But yeah, it's gratifying to know that after all these years, I mean, we were here in Charlotte, myself and the Midnight Express from 1985 to 1990. And, after all these years to still be remembered, you know, because you were that big of a part of people's childhood or their lives is gratifying.
Professional Wrestling's Jim Cornette. He'll be at this weekend's Wrestling Fan Fest to debut and sign copies of his new book.